Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. I'll start with a quick message. If these prayers have encouraged you, would you be willing to share your story with others around the world? Just query Pray Every Day on iTunes.com and rate the podcast. 5 stars is good, 0 stars is bad. Then write 1 to 2 sentences about its effect on your life, or maybe how God has answered a prayer that you've had, or something that has touched you in the podcast. I would really appreciate it. This will help others to find Pray Every Day and find the same kind of encouragement. Also, share with folks who have an Alexa in their home, an Amazon Echo, because you can also get Pray Every Day on your Echo and listen to these. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. Today we are going through Psalm 119, and we are in verses 65 through 67 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: "You have handled your servant well, O Eternal One, as you promised. Help me to learn good judgment and knowledge, because I believe your commandments. Before I had trouble, I strayed from the true path, the path of righteousness. But now I live according to your word. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have handled your servant well. You've handled us well. We look back on our lives and we think, wow, what a beautiful thing. What a glorious ride you have taken us on. What a journey you have walked with us on. I look at my own life and I just see how you have taken such a broken, completely broken girl and turned her into a woman after your own heart. And I pray that for my listener today, that if they feel like they're a completely broken person, that you would just hear the cries of their heart and turn them into someone after your own heart. You have handled us well. You have loved us through rebellion. You have loved us through despair. You have loved us through suicidal thoughts. You have loved us through depression. You have loved us in the high times. You've loved us in the low times. You've loved us when our relationships were awesome. You have loved us when our relationships were unawesome. You have loved us when we have had conflict. You have loved us when we were conflict-free. You have loved us when we have not had very much. You have loved us when we've had a lot. You have provided. You have been there. You have, your presence has always been behind, before, and beside. And for that, we fall on our knees today. We surrender our lives to you, and we just humbly, humbly thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the things you've done. I pray today would be a day of recounting your faithfulness, that we could go back and even write down or put on a blog or put in our Twitter account or wherever we are going to record things to recount what you have done. And Lord, when I've been in the doldrums and I have given in to depressive thoughts that have kept me in bed for far too long, when I turn the switch and say, I'm going to choose to look back and see the goodness of God and start listing the ways that you have carried me, that's when things turn around for me. And Lord, I pray for that today for my friend listening, that you would just give them a list of 10 things to thank you for, that they would be able to remember 10 good things that you have done in their lives over the past 2 years. And I know there's probably 100 things, 1,000 things we could thank you for, but just give them 10 to recount in the past 2 years. How have you carried them in the past 2 years? 10 ways that you've loved, 10 ways that you've answered prayer, 10 ways that your presence has been with them in the dark places. Just 10 ways, Lord. I pray for that today. Lord, the second part of this says, help me to learn good judgment and knowledge because I believe your commandments. Your commandments and what you've asked us to do and how you've asked us to be salt and light in this earth empower us and actually teach us to have wisdom. They teach us to be the kinds of folks that other people come for guidance. And Lord, we don't want to come toward the end of our lives less wise or more foolish. We want to become more wise. We want to be the kind of people that others seek out for wisdom. So Lord, we understand that that comes by just simply hearing your voice and obeying it. So I pray today, as we are faced with situations where we could either choose you or choose our own selfish agenda, that we would choose you today. Lord, verse 67 says, before I had trouble, I strayed from the true path, the path of righteousness, but now I live according to your word. I pray that today, Lord, help us to stay on the path of righteousness, not to conjure it up ourselves or have this holy to-do list so that we can feel impressed by ourselves, but through the power of your Holy Spirit, who gives us the strength to walk in the path of righteousness, we will do that by your strength, not by our own strength. So we thank you for the Spirit within us. We thank you for those 10 things that you've done in the past 2 years, and we love you and we adore you, dear, dear Jesus. I pray this in your amazing name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you stray off the path, just remember God is the one that leaves the 99 and chases the one. He loves you. He is for you. And you can always come back to him. His arms are open wide. And right now you can have that moment of connection with him. No shame, no guilt, brand new slate, new life. Make that choice today.